This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
Welcome to another edition of Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music. Miss Benita's here. I'm Omar. There's the executive director over there, Big P.
Mm-hmm.
And the all ever present Liam. How you doing?
We are doing great.
We're doing fine.
That was our opening song. There was Jeff Lorber from 2012, Reverend Green. Is that the guy that used to have the Jeff Lorber fusion back in the day?
I think it is.
Same guy?
Yep, same guy.
Yeah,
I think we forgot somebody.
No, we did
introduce somebody.
Is Tracy here? Was waiting for a special introduction.
Yes,
and we thank Tracy. We thank Tracy for joining us once again. Are you there?
I'm there. I'm here. I'm here. Hey, okay. Everybody.
How's
it going?
I'm there.
Good.
I'm liking that do.
I'm telling you.
I told y'all we need to have a YouTube channel.
I'm telling you, that hair is kicking today. Caught me off guard. I was like, whoa, where the do-rag?
Yeah. Last time y'all were crazy on having a turban, now you're calling it a do-rag.
No. I know, right?
One person's turban is another person's do-rag, right?
Okay, this is our test for the week.
Uh-oh.
Crazy, what's playing in the background? Can you hear it?
Oh, here we go again.
Can you hear it? What does it sound like to you? Come
it
on.
It sounds like Baby Shark.
No. No, it's not. No, it's not Jeff Lorber. That brought us in. That was Jeff Lorber coming in.
It's Baby Shark.
That's what Big T was singing before he played Jeff Lorber. Yeah.
All right, we're going to be sampling the San Francisco Jazz Collective. They did an album with the music of Stevie Wonder, which is kind of interesting what they did with some of his music. Right now in the background, you're listening to Do I Do.
Do I Do.
No, just
what you do.
Let's listen
when I
to
do.
It. We don't my need the yeah. sing along.
No, we don't need that.
Lady Hat Flash, you need to just be quiet over there.
No, I'm playing with the computer light, and I don't know how to turn it off.
Stop drinking that wine or whatever you're drinking.
No. Whatever you're doing.
Without further ado, we're going to head into Benita's going to handle the first set today. What do we have?
So I kept hearing all of this stuff about this young girl named Billie Eilish.
Eilish.
She's got purple and yellow hair, right?
Yeah, she's cute. And so she's like in the Guinness Book of World Records for the youngest female in the UK to be number one. So I'm doing her song, Therefore I Am.
Oh.
And then the second song, I'm bringing it back home to Richmond, VA, to D'Angelo and the Vanguard with Sugar Daddy. And then the third song.
You know that's what they call me, right?
What?
When they don't call me the Vanguard.
Vanguard.
Vanguard. They call you.
Our native son, because I know it's not Sugar Daddy.
Yeah, everything but.
Yeah.
Me.
Big Papa.
Well, at least one person gets to call him Daddy, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She probably calls him Father.
Father. Father. Okay, I'm sorry. Benita, your third song?
My third song. Can I play my third song? My third song is by Kanye West. Flashing Light. Is it going to get scratched?
We don't know. We have to wait and see.
I don't know if we're going to bring Kanye into 2021.
Yeah, Kanye's.
Kanye needs love. He needs a hug.
We love him. We just not playing his music.
He's on the ranch right now.
Miss Benita, a little advice. If you're going to play a song that you think is going to get scratched, make it your third song.
That's it right. Is. So I did. Yeah, it's my third song. Yeah, so it's all good.
That's a pro tip.
Tough skin
Get your good two in first, and then, then throw the third one in and say what maybe, you know?
And so then after a short break, we're going to go into Sweet Omar. What do you have for us?
I got some old stuff as usual. First one would be Duke Jordan, who was a jazz pianist. I think he died in the early 70s. This is from 1968.
You say early 1700s.
No, not back in your day. Not back in your day. In the early 1700s.
How old is he? Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Duke Jordan.
Duke Jordan, yes. A jazz pianist.
I had a dog named Duke one time.
O'Hoya or O'Jewel. And it features... Too Sweet. You know who that is, right, Big P?
Yes.
Stanley Turrentine, featured on saxophone on that one. The second song is from Dionne Warwick. A couple of weeks ago, there was some objection that I didn't play a Dionne Warwick version of What the World Needs Now is Love. So whoever that was, I think it was Benita, I'm not sure. Somebody objected to me not playing Dionne, so I'm playing Dionne for that.
And I this think is it was everybody on the panel, really.
Okay, for all y'all then.
Okay.
Yeah, Promises, Promises, which is from Broadway musical, 1968 Broadway musical, which she was featured on the soundtrack. She actually had two number one songs off of there, which was Promises, Promises, and I'll Never Fall in Love Again. And to
never
close,
fall in love again.
That's the one, Billy.
Who?
Billy.
Billy
Eilish.
Oh, Billy Eilish.
Yeah. The third song was recommended to me by my coworker, Bolivian coworker, Hernan, and he recommended me this guy called Poco de Luca. He's a flamenco, Spanish flamenco guitarist, and this is from 1967, and it's called Entre las Aguas.
How much of a friend is this person?
He's a very, very good friend, a musical person, and a person that I trust. So the music is very good. I think it. I'm requesting that Liam and Benita give us some flamenco lessons while the song is going on, virtual flamenco lessons. Yeah,
we see how
that works out. And so, like I said, if you want to scratch, that's the one you can scratch, okay? But that's what I got.
You got to have a face for that. You got to have that face. Like, oh, that's a hard thing to do.
What, for flamenco?
You got to have a face for it, man.
For flamenco?
You got to have this look where you just, like, zoned out.
Yeah.
You're like in another world.
Make them concentrate on your feet. That's the whole key, right?
No, you can't. You don't even look at the feet. You look at them moving because the feet are going. They just moving. Look like Prince going across the stage. Wow!
Ain't Prince.
There you go. It's time to get out of this. Here we go. Benita and whatever she had. Hold on.
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am.
Stop. What the hell are you talking about? Get my pretty name out of your mouth. We are not the same with or without. Talk about me like how you might know how I feel. Top of the world, but your world isn't real. It wasn't ideal. So go have fun. I really couldn't care less, and you can give him my best, but just know
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend. To put your name next to mine, we're on different lines. So I wanna be nice enough, they don't call my bluff, cause I hate to find articles, articles, articles. Rather you remain unremarkable. Got a lot of interviews, interviews, interviews. When they say your name, I just act confused.
Did you have fun? I really couldn't care less, and you couldn't give them my best, but just know
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. I'm sorry. I don't think I caught your name.
Thank you. so but when a good girl. She needs a spank, she love it. I just wish that I could open up. Her price things came on my arm. A late sentence coming up for charm. Ow, ow.
Should have shared when you tossed that time. Yeah,
the way she make the congregation's point.
don't believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, coupe tour from the store's departments. You more like love to start shit, I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy, I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty, till I get flashed by the paparazzi. Damn, these niggas got me, I hate these niggas more than a Nazi.
As I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Flashing lights.
What do I know?
Flashing lights.
I know it's been a while, sweetheart. We hardly talk. I was doing my thing. I know what was fair, baby, hey, baby, lately you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina, like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
I
Caesar.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Thank you. promises I'm all through with. Promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out if I shout. Remember, I feel free. Now I can look at myself and be proud. I'm laughing out loud. Oh, promises, promises, this is where those promises, promises end. I don't pretend that what was wrong can be right. Every night I'll sleep now, no more lies. Things that I promised myself fell apart, but I found my heart. Oh, promises, they're kind of promises, can just destroy us.
That's all, folks.
We're coming back, and I'm not sure.
The big eunuch.
So we're back, aren't we?
Accidents and
the red light is on.
We recording.
You mean all that was on tape?
No, not the part we were talking about nuts. Okay, we cut that out.
You know, Cookie's going to hear this.
It's not good to talk about. Don't talk about Big P's nuts in public, okay?
Hey, man.
No, right. Your nuts in Christmas should not be mentioned in the same
sentence. So, Big P's nuts.
So that Poco de
Las Aguas. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Poco de Lusa.
Yeah, that too. That too.
And, what about it?
There was a mistake on Kanye.
I don't know what happened, but you know.
They were in the same car?
Yeah.
No, they ran into each other.
It sounded like an explosion. I'm not quite sure what that was. But you know, we're gonna press on.
Press on.
We're gonna press on. Charlene usually sits in with us, but she's missing.
All right, so
are you sure she's not in the trunk of your car?
Back in the trunk of the car.
I haven't been in my car in over a week, so I'm not sure.
This could get serious.
Maybe that's why we haven't seen her.
I'm not sure.
All right, in the background. Who's the first music? Who's doing music first? Coming out of this, who brings us out with music?
Tracy's
up. Okay.
But in the background right now,
Baby Shark.
No. Sir Duke.
Jeff Lober?
No. San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, those guys. San Francisco.
Jazz Collective.
Yes. San Francisco.
Yeah. Yes.
SF.
Love those jazz guys. For those of you who have Sirius XM Radio, they have a show that comes on every day around 2 p.m. Eastern. They just take different works and do different things with them.
But they should be listening to Live 365 at 2 Timeless Tunes and about to go to the Penthouse Suite. So they shouldn't be on Sirius. They should
be at
Live 365 listening to three guys talking smack.
You tell them, sponsor.
Listen to three guys talking smack and listening to music. And it's free. Nobody will pay for this.
That's a good promo right there, Miss Benita. You ought to record that one.
And it's free. I mean, who would pay for it?
Who would pay for this?
Benita,
you got to be out of your mind.
Yes.
Benita, talk to us. What is it that you have? We don't have a. No,
I don't have a question, but we're going to play a game since you three are supposed to be music experts aficionados. I have a game. It's a trivia game about black music, okay?
You're too young to ask us questions. We don't know all this new young stuff.
I've forgotten more than you ever learned.
Dig it. We got time for
this. Okay, well, let's see. There's 7 questions. So whoever gets the most questions right, you just get bragging rights. You don't win nothing.
There are also seven.
You don't get a bottle of wine or nothing?
Okay, you can have a bottle of wine.
A bottle of Richards or something?
Oh, yeah, you can do that. I got to see if George can go with me to that store. You know, I was scared to go by myself. All right, so here we go.
Yeah, George will protect you.
Number one, which city is widely acknowledged as the birthplace of hip-hop? Brooklyn, Houston, the Bronx, or Compton?
Bronx.
The Bronx.
Very good.
Boogie down, Bronx.
Boogie down.
All right, the second question. In 1950...
Did I hear Jason in the background hollering the Bronx?
Probably.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Tracy, keep score. See who wins.
Probably
one of the X. In 1953, the song Hound Dog was released by this blues singer before Elvis Presley's 1956 version. Bessie Smith, Ethel Waters, Big Mama Thornton, or Ruth Brown?
Big Mama Thornton.
That's right.
I have no idea.
Do you know anything?
Nope, not that one.
We're waiting for you to get the disco questions.
Okay, number three. Mm-hmm. This Renaissance man has a gift for producing, composing, arranging, and performing.
Quincy Jones.
His work has influenced Michael Jackson and Frank Sinatra, and his keen ear and talents have made him the all-time most nominated Grammy artist in history. Quincy Jones, you're right.
Ask and answered already,
That's telling you. Already asked the question.
We did.
Heard you said Renaissance Quincy Man. Jones. I said, okay, Quincy Jones.
Well, see, you know, had I not read the other stuff, because Stevie Wonder was an option, so, you know, I had to add
But Stevie Wonder is not
He's
the same.
He's Renaissance.
Yeah, and Stevie Wonder was kind of influenced with Quincy, so no.
All right, number
four. Yeah, we played Quincy Jones with Frank Sinatra on the disco show. I think it got scratched.
Yeah,
I missed that show.
It did.
P.T. Yeah. Brown was in the studio with us that night.
Yes.
And he objected.
All right, number four. This musician is hailed as the creator of Afrobeat and used his music as a...
Fela.
Yes, you guys are Kuti. So smart.
Kuti.
You can hear Fela on Saturday nights on Big P's Dance Party. Yes.
Wow. Yes, with the Afro beat.
Hey now.
Yes.
All right. This you know, time out. So diverse.
Who really gets credit for the Afro beat is Tony Allen, Fela's drummer and musical director. Not Fela. But since Fela had the band, he gets the credit.
This name is on the album.
Just a little tidbit.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
What did you say?
Y'all ready? Number five.
Okay.
The legendary band Parliament Funkadelic usher in a revolutionary decade of funk music.
Peace Wheelhouse, Peace Wheelhouse.
Their endless hits include songs like Bring the Funk and Flashlight. What kind of musical group did they begin as?
Rock.
Psychedelic rock. Oh, yes. No, they were a doo-wop band.
I just want to testify what your love has done for me.
That, too, was before my time, but
okay. It probably wasn't.
See, we were laying back and let Big P have that one because we thought he was the P-Funk genius, right?
Yeah, but they went into early P.
They went into early funk. He won't.
Well, this one is more Big P's speed. It was his birth year. So whose 1939 Easter Sunday concert at the Lincoln Memorial broke racial barriers and was seen
Marian Anderson.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last question. Which gospel singer would go on to be called the godmother of rock and roll?
Big P.
Rock and roll.
We don't get no names for this one?
Etta James, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Faye Adams, or Veretta Dillard?
Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Rosetta Tharpe.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are brilliant. You do actually know your music. So you get bragging rights.
If it's before 2001, we got you.
Yes, you get bragging rights. So cheers.
I have one for the group. Since we're talking Central Virginia. And Omar can't answer this question, but what jazz scatter vocalist hails from Newport News, Virginia?
Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay. You got it.
I was going to say, you play youngster.
Omar plays Ella every other song on the show, so
and sometimes back to back.
Yeah.
Or
it's like
Desiree.
A whole Ella concert.
Yeah, or Desiree impersonating Ella, giving tribute to Ella, She's very good at Ella songs.
Well, thank you for that useless bit of trivia information you've got, Benita. It was wonderful.
Good time feel.
That's right.
All right, now we're heading into Tracy Denise.
All right, so I have two songs. First, I want to start off. I've been in the Luther Vandross mode all week, so I want to play a little Never Too Much.
Never Too Much.
Motto going, because my birthday is on Sunday.
And that's you don't stop talking about that damn birthday.
Happy birthday. Don't let Dad forget. Don't let Poppy forget.
Thank you. So this is going to be my mantra for the whole next year. You know, I can never be too much, so.
Yes, you can.
This show won't even be out before
yes, you can.
Delusional. She's delusional.
And then I want to finish with the birthday song, Skull Birthday by Fetty Wap featuring Monty.
Boy, that is a 180-degree turn. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
That would have been a good question for our thing. Man, we were all got we were sitting there with our mouths open trying to figure out
who Fetty Wap.
That one. Fetty Wap. Big P, you know Fetty Wap, right?
Yeah. From Churchill.
Yeah, he got one eye.
Yeah.
The Italian.
Don't be Fetty the Wap.
No, okay. I thought it was Fed.
He's blind in one eye and can't see out the other one. Yeah. Okay. After that, we've got Lovable Liam.
Lovable Who that Liam. Is? What?
Bad mofo.
Your three songs.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing... my first song is called Cobra. And it's by Desron Douglas. He's an American jazz bassist.
Instead of Cobra, you should have done Anaconda, but never mind.
Say what?
Never mind.
Yeah, I didn't hear you. The next song is Tuesday, and you had to get a kick out of this one, Big P. It's by a group called Astro Bass.
Mm.
I saw your eyes light up when I said Astro. No, I said bass. Anyway, and my last song is Foundation, and it's by Jazz Groupies. So there you have it.
I see something going over the cliff. I don't know what it is, but I just got a feeling.
It's going to go
right over the cliff.
I love them.
We're gonna come back and do this one more time. And of course, we saved the best for last. So I'm going to come back after the next break and show you all what real music is. Here we go. What's the first
one? Can't hardly wait.
It would help if you would play some.
Anyway, I'm playing Sir
Listen
Duke
to what he right plays, now. And that's not real music. Yeah.
You got Sir Duke in the background. You know?
Who's that by?
San Francisco Jazz Collective.
But it's
Stevie Wonder, right?
We call it the SF Jazz Collective.
Are they playing all Stevie Wonder songs?
Yes, on this album they are.
Oh!
Yes.
I thought that was a theme. I wish... You'd have told us.
I thought I did five times.
I think he did when we were ignoring him at the time.
Okay. Here we go. It's been real. What? Off to Tracy. Benita.
Never too much. it started. I called you up, but you weren't there, and I was brokenhearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up, and to my surprise, there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you, 'cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble, and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way, and yet this is only the beginning. Oh, my love, a thousand kisses from you is never enough. I just don't want to stop.
Thursday, yeah. Ain't even Thursday, I'm rocking her, man.
Love it when you walk my way, baby, you a boss. I'ma listen when you talk now, baby. Love it when you walk that way, we can go far, take a trip for your birthday, baby. Love it when you walk that way, baby, you a boss. Make up, listen when you talk now, baby. Love it when you walk that way, baby, you a star now, we can go far, baby.
Girl, it's your birthday, it's your birthday. Girl, it's your birthday, it's your birthday.
Take a trip for your birthday.
Girl, it's your birthday, it's your birthday.
Take a trip for your birthday.
Girl, it's your birthday, it's your birthday.
Take a trip for your birthday. Love it when you walk my way. Baby, you a boss, I'ma listen when you talk now, baby. Love it when you walk that way. We can go far, take a trip for your birthday, baby. Love it when you walk that way. Baby, you a boss, make up, listen when you talk now, baby.
T TeesByTanya.com is the newest online venue for t-shirts and hoodies with a message. Melanin-inspired and thought-provoking, get noticed wearing positive messaging for the culture. From toddler sizes to 5X, we've got something that we know you'll love. Visit TeesByTanya.com and say it with your chest. That's spelled TeesByTanya.com for the culture.
And we are back with three guys talking smack and listening to music after hearing the smooth sounds from Lovable Liam.
That was a
excuse me, whatever.
I don't think we've ever had a show when we've had an accident on three different sets of music. I don't get it. But
what is wrong with
the don't stop? Don't stop.
There's no accident there unless he's just being a hater.
It's just production. It's just raggedy.
Yeah,
he's on the road. He's on the road.
When you can afford a real technician to do this, that'll be fine.
You didn't get those checks I sent you?
No.
We need to scratch you.
It must have went to New Jersey.
Is that funny?
Oh,
it's an inside joke, and we're not going to share that.
He wants to stay this other license. Didn't he get a license last year and had it revoked or something?
We have friends in New Jersey.
He had a certificate.
Oh, the COVID canceled his credentials.
He had a certificate. I think it was from Office Max or somewhere.
Well, we are back, and Omar is here.
Hey.
And we have comments.
Hey. We slip into the darkness today?
No, we didn't do slipping into darkness. We did that. We came out of the darkness because Omar is back.
Hey, Pekina, in the background, I got a question. Now,
still from the San Francisco Jazz Collective, SF Jazz Collective. They got a cut called Young and Playful, but none of us remember Stevie ever doing a song like that. But somebody would do some research and let us know. But
yeah, it's called Stevie.
I got him on speed dial.
Producer, do the research. I mean.
Yeah. What would be the sense of that?
We don't know, but the album is nice. Maybe they did, like Omar said. Maybe there's a, you know, they threw something else in. But
or you know, because Stevie recorded a whole lot of stuff that he never released too. So it could have been something that you know.
Or something he produced for somebody else.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. So, Benita?
Yeah.
Comments.
Okay.
And they're all welcoming Omar back.
Yeah, I'm glad he's here to defend himself. All right, so the first one's from Denise. Denise said,
"Hey Denise.
Hey Denise, welcome back. Omar, you're the one that needs to lighten up. Why don't you leave us the hell alone and take your comments to a white racist talk radio network? There was no love in your statement, and you, sir, are as arrogant as you are offensive. And you choose to put your co-host in a position of offending your foul comments. Either shut up or grow some balls and show your cowardly ass up and defend your Fox News talking points in person."
How do you really feel, Denise?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
So am I supposed to say something now?
I'll
read all of them, and you can respond to all of them.
Okay, you want me to do one by one, or what?
Whatever you want to do.
It's only three.
The world waits for your response.
They want to hear from you.
Okay, where you want to start? Where you want to start on this one? Okay,
they want to talk to you.
She called me a coward, first of all, you know, so. You know.
Courage.
In the words of Bernie Mac, I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. Okay. But no, there's no cowardice involved here. One of our leaders said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." What was the other one?
What?
Talking about grow balls.
Grow
some balls.
Little late in my medical life to grow balls, so I guess that's out. The bitch thing, I guess. Well, you know. I know. I guess you're.
He didn't call society, you a bitch. That
society,
was me.
Society wants men to be more like women. Now, get a bit of toxic masculinity. So I guess being a bitch is the way to go, right?
She didn't say bitch.
He didn't call you a bitch. That was me.
Oh, that's the one I'm talking to you then.
Wait, you didn't grow balls. What happened?
She said she told me to grow some balls. I'm saying she said grow some balls. I'm like, I'm 67 years old. It's a little late. For the, you know, that medical condition to change, you know, for me to grow balls at this stage in life.
Okay, got it. That was
good. Okay.
She said, go ahead.
The next comment is from Joseph. He says, "So you talk smack and we are supposed to not respond. Why do you guys even allow comments? Just calling a spade, pun intended."
Good one, Joseph. Concede your point. But I didn't say not to respond. I said leave me the hell alone. But that's a good point. You made a good point. You understand the show. You're talking smack. You expect comments. That's all I got to say about that.
Donna. This is from Donna. Thanks for listening, Joseph and Donna. Donna
Thank
said,
you, Joseph and Denise. Yes. Yeah.
Why is Omar upset that listeners respond to his smack talk? If he doesn't like Big P saying Black Lives Matter, maybe he should say so. Maybe he is an All Lives Matter kind of guy. Benita called it correctly. Bitch ass. Don't tell me to lighten up. This world don't have time to lighten up. Thanks, Donna, for listening. And yeah, Benita's always right.
I don't remember seeing that part in there. Was that a P.S.?
Benita's always right.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I already commented on the bitch ass part. That's, I got nothing else to say about that.
That's all I matter.
Does all lives matter? Do lives matter? Does life matter at all? I mean, there's some people who believe that, you know, this is just like a temporary condition that we are in right now. So an illusion, all of it. You know, we just cosmic dust floating through the universe. It's a timeless, endless thing. So, yeah, maybe to some people, life don't matter. Yeah, that's all I got to say.
That's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
All righty.
It's tea.
What was that?
I said I'm sipping my tea.
Tea time.
It's tea.
We thank you, Omar, for responding to your fans.
Thank you. Critics. Keep your comments coming.
We're glad
just you're leaving them alone.
Yeah, just like send them to Big P and Liam and Benita.
But we don't say anything.
They'll probably agree with me. Yeah.
I try not to make political or religious comments because that's the worst thing you can do unless you're prepared to stand up and hold your ground. So I stay out of that.
Right, yeah.
People wouldn't understand some of the stuff I say anyway.
I consider myself like a sideline observer because I don't really take too much credence from either side. Both of them have serious points and both of them have a little bit of ridiculousness. So I just watch from the sideline. Oh, and as far as the other networks, they would have the same problem with me making counterpoints to their slogans too because I don't always agree with them either.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's been good because we really want to laugh and make fun of something. If the listeners could see Liam's hat right now, that's what
we're talking about. What's wrong with Liam's hat?
That's what he was dancing around when he was doing the flamenco earlier.
What's wrong with his hat? I like his hat.
What's your hat?
Jealousy.
This is a bad karaoke bar. Liam's singing all the hits.
Well, he broke anyway, out I Like Dreaming last show.
Look, we got one more set, and I'm hoping that we don't have any more accidents doing this.
Yeah,
one
this
too.
One a convenience.
Oh, this yours, bro. That whole thing is an accident.
Yeah, let's just bomb it now.
Yeah.
Well, there have been comments among us that the women are trying to take over the show, and Charlene and Tracy and Benita.
It's smart. And, it's women's history. Let's go.
That's right. It's
and,
women's history.
You know, the talk of a takeover. So what I decided to do is my first song is dedicated to you all. It's a man's world. A man's world. But I'm not doing the James Brown version. I'm doing the Gerald Albright version of that.
Oh, you're doing the song.
Oh, I thought you were going to do Pavarotti.
No, we've done that.
We've been down that road, right?
We've done that.
Jazzy version while he's wearing his pink shirt.
That's from his Slam Dunk album. We're going to follow that up with You'll Never Find Another Me. Busta Rhymes and Mary J. Blige from Busta's new album that came out earlier this year. And I'm going to end it with a little new Jack, Teddy Riley, Stay With Me Tonight. Now that's how a set is supposed to go. Let's listen to it.
the highs and the cheetah. My little blackberry with the juice, much sweeter than a grape in your shape. Could drive a brother eight, but I'm hanging like a grape, going through the red tape for the skins by my friends. A steady clocking is, I wanna push in the vision till my stick gets the bends. It's the proper education for the situation, so get in preparation for my vaccination. Here's the special request, let me push it to the test and protect your naked chest like a bulletproof vest from another type of rubber that's undercover, trying his best to be your champion rubber, so we can parlay with a little foreplay. I beg you, baby, don't let me stay. You make me wanna stay every single day, cause you're kicking just like the highs in the cheetah. My little blackberry with the juice, much sweeter than a grape in your shape. Could drive a brother eight, but I'm hanging like a grape, going through the red tape for the skins by my friends. A steady clocking is, I wanna push in the bush until my stick gets the bends. It's the proper education for the situation, so get in preparation for my vaccination. Here's the special request, let me push it to the test and protect your naked chest like a bulletproof vest from another temper rubber that's undercover, trying his best to be your champion number, so we can parlay with a little foreplay. I beg you, baby, don't let me stay.
Posing like publicity shots. How remarkably we got this shit toned. Trying to take me out of my zones, like trying to squeeze blood out of stone. Build a wall with every stone that was thrown. The feeling got me taking them home. You ever seen a crown that was cloned? Listen, will I exemplify the spirit that they want to be again? There will never be enough of me again. Mary!
Once I was built, God broke the mold. No matter how many clones you make, they can't touch my throne. Oh no. People ask why I don't put up a fight, why I'm not angry and bitter. I don't have to fight for what's mine. The truth is not a quiet thing.
Walking with us on everything I love. I wear that pain on my sleeves in everything I does. Sometimes I pause when I breathe, reflect on what I was, how far I've come, and I rep it and do it just because. We dig it deep, so come with me and let me take you to it. If we don't do it, who else gonna do it the way we do it? The old wise man on the corner, sipping whiskey. He always said, when I'm gone, watch how I make him miss me. I took those words and I live them, no matter how I suffer. And while I'm here to love you, there'll never be another.
You will never find another me, no.
Let me give you some more signs. Some more signs.
Yeah. All enjoyed that. That was now that's the set. Now that's what I'm talking about. You know, I paid homage to the women, and I also let the women know that we can make it without you.
In the words of Benita, that was bitch ass.
You all
that whole thing was sponsored by Tampax.
I want
a my dog moment.
Always.
I want the listeners to chime in and let us know what you think of my set, because I was trying to include everything.
You did.
It is a man's world, but it would be nothing without a woman or a girl, right? So I didn't slam. I'm appreciating. I'm just marking my space.
Keep going.
Like a dog?
Like a dog. Yes.
Yeah. Rough. And you're also applying for that producer job for Three Women Talking Smack and Listening to Music, right? You're trying to get a producer to that show?
No.
So what was your second song? Explain that one to us.
What was my second song?
Which one was, what was it?
You'll Never Find Another Me.
Another what?
You'll Never Find Another Me.
You're right.
I'm one of a kind.
Good. I'm okay with that. That's good. Yeah.
One's enough.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One's too much.
Mm-hmm. Love a man.
That's the loneliest number they'll ever be.
Love a man.
And because I am the love man, heard Monday and Tuesday nights from 5 to 9 on Mellow Madness. Do that, put that in.
Yeah, good job.
Let's try to do a rundown of all of the shows before we get out of here today. Benita is on
Wednesdays and Fridays from 5 to 8. I don't know. 5 to 8?
Yeah, 5 to 8 Eastern.
5 to 8 Eastern. And then on Wednesday nights from 10 to midnight for some little hump day.
And she plays all of that hump nasty music from 10 to 12.
It's for people who can stay up past 9.
That baby making music. Kind of rub neighbors with your neighbor.
Hey, you said with your neighbor.
Yeah, rub neighbors with your neighbor.
That's how you get in trouble. In trouble.
Unless
you're both single.
Okay, every day from 11 a.m. until 2:30, Timeless Tunes with Lovable Liam.
Aww.
Lovable Liam.
And all day Sunday jazz from 12 until
whenever.
Yeah, he gets
goddamn
tired.
Day.
From 12 noon till midnight. Jazz.
Till 6:30 the next morning.
No commercials and no breaks.
Put them in for me, Big Daddy. You put them in. It's going in. Wait a minute.
I can put it in then, but that's a different story.
That was way too much. Foul.
I'm glad I missed that.
That's disgusting.
All right.
Did I do that?
How do I transition to this? Big P doing morning inspiration, your favorite gospel music. Every morning from 6:30 a.m. until 11.
He's a man of many talents and many interests.
And many wishes.
And many wishes.
I hope his intuition misses.
Friday, Saturday nights, I'm on the Wheels of Steel, pumping your dance music for you from 8:30 until midnight or so. And
Boogie on, Reggae Woman.
What?
Boogie on, Reggae Woman.
Boogie. And I tested a new show last week, and I didn't tell anyone.
Just after I heard it,
that's why you didn't hear it. So
nobody
after,
heard it.
What kind of marketing genius is that?
I'm advertising it now. That when the dance party ends at 1 a.m., we're going to give you a little love music. We're going to give you a little bit more Mellow Madness, and love is in the air, because then it's time to go home from the club.
So that's when you play the slow jams.
Yeah, that's how Tracy ended up how she is right now. But that's another. What? So, starting at 1 a.m. until 6:30 a.m., your best of your love music with Big P all night long.
All long night.
All night long with Big P.
All night long.
All night long.
And Monday through Friday from midnight to 6:20, it's time. It's the night owl and overnights. All kinds of music. An eclectic mix of everything you love.
And if we can find some other people being a stupid-ass channel, we won't have to work 12, 15 hours a day.
I have to do all the shows.
I got to do gospel. I got to do love. I got to do overnight. It's too much.
That's why I always thank you guys for what y'all do. I'm serious on that. Mm-hmm. Keeping the Live 365 going and showing up for the podcast every time. Well, I appreciate y'all.
I'm in negotiation.
And I appreciate Scotty Reed for continuing to carry us on the Black Talk Network. Regardless of our foolishness and folly.
Famous Reverend P.T. Brown, who I spoke with earlier today, he sends his well wishes to everyone as well.
I hope he's recovering okay.
Oh, he's doing fine. He's doing fine.
That man.
He's doing
that's
fine.
That's Superman, man. That man. He's nothing's down.
Yes, he is. He was willing and dealing as I was talking to him then. And I'm in negotiations with DJ Master J from the Boogie Down.
We getting a DJ?
Who's going to be doing some mixes for us.
Boogie Down Productions, oh boy.
Huh?
A real DJ.
I am so happy we getting a DJ. It's been 3 seasons.
Yes. And he's going to be mixing, and we're going to be working in some mixes during the weekend on the weekends and give me a break on Friday nights.
Because
I just can't do it all. I can't be everything to everyone.
And you're not. You're really not.
Trust us. Not a problem.
You're doing a fine job.
Okay.
Of not being everything to everyone.
Exactly.
All right, we're playing some Stevie Wonder now, but I don't know what the heck it is. I don't know what song that was. Young and Playful or something. Exactly. I don't know what it is.
I could not find
prepared producer again.
I don't know what it is, but
I can't find it.
Well, you get the album and listen to the album.
It's something they did.
It's a bonus
that's the
cut.
Name of the album, right?
What? The name of the album? The songs and the key and the
what?
Not, no, it's not the Key of Life. That's the one that.
So okay. What's the name of the San Francisco Jazz?
I don't
know.
I'm tired, damn it. I'm tired. I need to go to bed.
Stop. Old man radio at his finest.
But we're going to head out and we're going to have a little boom boom on the way out. Liam, when is the last time you had a little boom boom? Liam?
Man, I don't know.
It's been a long time.
I don't know. I'm old, man. What is
the
boom
playing?
Skimmy? No.
I got a little boom boom.
Boom boom.
I'm from Gerald Albright. You know, I'm stuck with Gerald Albright this week.
Oh.
Say it like that. We're going to try to get Gerald on the show as well next time he comes through town. But we're heading out on some boom boom. We're going to bop our headstone out. I don't know when we come. Will we be back before Easter? I don't know. When will we? Will we? I don't know. Tracy will probably be in labor. It's getting warm now. Benita's really going to be having hot flashes. No telling where she's going to be. Charlene's in the trunk of the car. Omar's been looking like his window
flashes.
Because
she gives hot flashes a whole new definition.
Yeah, somebody published Omar's address on the web, so his listeners know how to find him.
He's gonna need protection.
That's all right. I'm never here. Doesn't matter.
So, any parting words from anyone?
You'll be disappointed. It ain't worth the trouble.
There you have it. You'll be disappointed. It ain't worth the trouble. Parting words.
Happy birthday to Tracy.
Happy birthday.
I just hope this show is out before your birthday.
I hope so. I mean,
at the rate we're going,
we have a budget for a real producer. So
Maybe once we get that DJ, things will get better.
Well, see, now to quote Omar, y'all need to leave me the hell alone. That's what you need to do. We're heading out. This is Gerald Albright. Until next time.
I was being funny, y'all.
See you later.
Bye, bitches.
And what did you say? Bye, bitches. And again.
No. Later, bitches.
This show is not a good representation of it, but Black lives do matter. Try not to listen to us. Later.
Yeah.
Check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.